Here with Riverman Ford, Jay Baraball, and it's a Sunday. It's Milwaukee. It's the middle of the season, but I bet there's nobody more excited to be getting on the ice today than you.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a while, and you know this is the rink that kind of ended my season last year. So not great memories here, but hoping to make some better ones. But yeah, it's been a while. Really excited to get back out there.
It's been a long road back. Just talk about the recovery process here. I mean, you can start with this season, but really since January 1st of last year.
Well, it's been a battle, to tell you the truth. I mean, you get over the concussions from last year, you do all that stuff, and go into the summer thinking, all right, have a good summer. You know, I was lucky enough for them to give me a chance to come back here, and you're thinking, you know, have a good summer, lift, you know, work hard, lift some weights, go back, and kind of you'll have next year to prove yourself. And then you get to the first game, and something else starts bothering you, and then, you know, you sit out a few days, and you can't figure it out, and it kind of keeps getting worse and worse, and then you kind of find yourself in the same position you were last year, and it was tough, but you know what, it's just how this game goes. I mean, people have dealt with these kind of injuries before, and worse injuries than I've dealt with, so I'm just kind of looking towards the future and tonight, and just you know, not going to think about getting hurt or anything like that. Just go out and play my game.
Playing just a couple of games over a span of really one calendar year, was it tougher to come back physically, or was it tougher to battle that mentally throughout not playing for a guy that spent his whole life playing hockey to not be able to do what you love to do?
Well, you know what, that's huge. I mean, the mental part of it, especially, you know, when the team, you know, you're sitting in Peoria and the team's going on 10-14 days road trips, and you know, you're all you can really do is just work out and skate by yourself. So you know, when you get injuries for a long amount of time, they'll take a toll on you mentally. But you know, the guys have been good about it. They've been good about keeping me in the, you know, kind of in the swing of things and in a part of the team. So yeah, when you get an injury like or the injuries I've had, it's definitely tough both mentally and physically.
What about the mental aspect on the ice? You've played now four games for Bloomington in the Central League, trying to rehab here, but trying not to change the way you play with the history of your injuries.
You know, that's tough. That's something I've thought about a lot, because I, you know, for not the biggest guy in the world, I kind of play a reckless style of a game. And you know, I talked to coach about this at the start of the year, and there's some things I can do. I mean, there's there's time and places to play an aggressive game, and then there's times that, you know, you look and you really don't need to. Just you know, using my speed and my quickness, you know, to get to places quicker instead of, you know, trying to hit a guy harder. So stuff like that. So it's just, there's some ways I can be a little smarter about it, and, you know, that's what I'm gonna have to do if I kind of want to keep my career going.
What were those games like in Bloomington, those four games? Was it good to get back out there on the ice and start to feel it again?
Yeah, you know what, it was great. The team was real good about having me come in, and the coach was real good about having me come in, and they kind of eased me back into it. I mean, geez, it was a complete year before I played, you know, one game, or I played a half a game in Abbotsford. But you know, they were great about letting me come in and kind of ease me back into it, and you know, it took me a while to kind of get back in the swing of things. I mean, when you it's a fast game, and when you don't play for a long time, you kind of got to get your timing back and get your skills back. And you know, you can practice and practice and practice, but, you know, once you get into the game, that's when you kind of start developing the habits that make you a good player.
And I'm assuming you're tired of practicing at this point.
Tired of practicing and working out, to tell you the truth.
You've got these glasses, these goggles that people will see now with you playing. Just talk about the process of getting those and what they're able to do for you.
Well, it was kind of a long process to get to the point to where I kind of looked into these goggles. I met with a chiropractor in Minnesota when I was back home, and she kind of told me that, you know, sometimes when guys with concussion history can their vision can be a little messed up, and she recommended these goggles and did a bunch of tests on me and sent me to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor agreed with her and said that this would be a good next step. I mean, we pretty much tried everything, and you know what, I went in there and met with the chiropractor and the eye doctor one night when I was back home, and we tried a bunch of different prescriptions, and then she did some tests on me as we were trying the different prescription, and we came up with one that worked, and I started doing some exercises with that she gave me, and then I started working out and skating a little bit with them on, and you know, it seemed to work. My knee's feeling better ever since.
And you're comfortable with wearing them? I mean, that's got to be an adjustment as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't have to wear them during the games. I wear them for a little bit of practice, and I do some exercise before the games and stuff like that. So I'm getting more comfortable in them, but I really don't want to have to wear them during the games, to tell you the truth.
Is that because you don't want to hear from everybody else?
No, well, that's part of it, but they're not the most comfortable thing in the world under a helmet, so it'd be and they fog up real quick, so it'd be tough to wear them.
Well, Jay, we appreciate you taking the time, and good luck today. It's great to see you back out there on the ice.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bert. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.